All right, so David Roth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
David Roth is requesting authorization to construct a single-family dwelling with associated retaining wall along the Chesapeake Bay, 818 North 1st Street in the city of Hampton. The project requires a coastal primary sand and dune beach permit, and this is because the city of Hampton has not adopted the beach and dune ordinance as provided for in 28.2-4.1403 of Virginia Code. The Shoreland Commission is functioning as the beach and dune board for the review of the project. The project is located in the Naylor Beach section of Hampton, City Hampton. Just for reference, it's Duck Road Beach to the south, Salt Ponds Inlet to the north. This is an aerial of the lot. As you can see, there's a couple of lots still not developed in the area, but houses have been built on the beach here. Typically, this is outside of the MRC's guidance for allowing houses on the beach, but because of historical use of this area, that's why we're considering this application today. The aerial you can see, the development of a small dune back towards the road and a wide sandy beach in front. These are the project drawings. Here you can see the proposed dwelling, and just off to the side here is an adjacent property with the house, and the house is being proposed to be the main structure. The proposed house will be in line with the main structure of the adjacent house. Also, they're asking for a retaining wall to maintain grade with the street for a parking area, and this retaining wall will be approximately in line with the neighbor to the north as well. In fact, a little further channel away from the channel than the neighbors adjacent to them. This is the cross section of the proposed house. It is on open pilings to allow for beach sand transport and also to elevate the house to FEMA standards for flooding. Here's the retaining wall and the parking area back towards the road. The water is off to this way. These are some photos of the lot. Again, here's the dune area back towards the road. This is the empty adjacent lot this way. Here's the lot where they'll be building here and the adjacent house. And this is just looking back from the water towards the dune. The City of Hampton has reviewed the project for zoning and approved. Staff held a public hearing on April 12, 2016. The meeting was attended by the applicant's agent, Ms. Dorsey Soder, who owns property located 812 North 1st Street. Ms. Soder did not have any concerns with the project as it pertains to jurisdiction of VMRC. Staff received comments from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science Advisory Services dated April 15, 2016. They indicate that the proposed bulkhead should be in line with or as close as possible to the channelward encroachment of the existing bulkheads, which would protect parking areas on the adjacent lots. And this is to maintain, again, as much of the beach resource as possible. Staff understands the applicant's desire to construct a dwelling on his property. While the area is considered to be jurisdictional beach, the construction of dwellings does not meet VMRC adopted guidelines for beaches and dunes. This area of Mailer Beach was developed prior to the Coastal Primary Sand Dune Beaches Act. Residential dwellings previously encroaching upon the jurisdictional beach. In keeping with the historical use of Mailer Beach, the VMRC has approved permits for the construction of single-family dwellings in this area, provided the project meets the requirements to protect the beach resource as much as possible. These requirements have been to require any houses and their appurtenant structures be aligned with such that they do not encroach any further channelward than those adjacent properties, and that the house be built upon pilings. The applicant's proposal meets all of these requirements. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1408 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the single-family dwelling and retaining wall as proposed. Does that answer any questions you may have?
Any questions? Is the applicant here or represented?
Yes, sir.
Come forward.
Board members, my name is Greg Brzezinski. I'm representing the owners, David and Susan Roth. And Mike, you should have said David and Susan, because Susan's a big voice about this. So,
now, are you an attorney?
I'm an architect, sir.
So can I swear you in then, please?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
And state your name again, sir.
Gregory Brzezinski. I have for distribution copies of basically an image of the house, the front and the back, and the floor plan, if you'd like to share these with everybody. I'll be very brief. My intention today was to thank you on behalf of the family. We've gone a long, long road. This has been going on for about 6 months. We had to go before the city, the variance board, in order to move the house forward. We moved the whole house forward 15 feet, and we had to get a variance because the city has a new designation now for properties that are infill properties. They have an infill designation that now requires further setbacks than the deeded setbacks. We did go before the variance board, and we're allowed to bring the house forward 15 feet in order to keep the back wall of the house in line with the existing properties. So it's been a long road, and I wanted to express my gratitude and the owner's gratitude to the staff that's worked very, very diligently in working with the city. It's a big job today, coordinating all of the various requirements. So I'd ask for your approval on this, and if you have any questions for me, I'd be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Brzezinski? All right.
Thank you.
The matter's before the commission. Any discussion? Or?
Did you?
I make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
All right, so the matter's been... Dr. Erskine has made a motion for Dr. Deal. Second. Do we have any? May I have a vote, please? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any noes? All right. Unanimous decision. Thank you.